Brew, when we got off air yesterday, I had a message to ring a lady, a listener of this program. I didn't know what it was about, so I called her. I won't say any more. I'll let this interview play out. This will be self-explanatory, but this is the phone call I did yesterday. I'm talking to a lady who flew back last weekend from Sydney with the Crows players on the plane. Describe what you saw.
Well, when we got on the plane, we were all told that we needed to wear our masks. Yep. And the stewards told all the people, the Crows team that had just got on, that they need to put their masks on. And then as soon as they were told, they took them off. They totally disregarded everything. And they were actually walking around the plane. I wasn't the only one noticing. It was the people next to me, people behind, and they're all saying, well, you know, how come they are taking their masks off when none of us are allowed to?
Right.
So, yeah, it was complete disregard for the welfare of everyone on board.
Now, I can vouch for this. You've actually sent me photos that I'm looking at right now in front of me. I can see players walking up and down the aisle without masks on. Did airline staff approach these players? Did they speak to them?
Yeah, the stewards actually asked them to put them on, as that was a requirement of the SA government, yet they just didn't comply with it.
Okay. What about, and I'm not just trying to muckrake here, but what about team leadership? Were people, say, like officials or coaches, were they saying to their players, hey, boys, could you please conform here?
No.
Really?
But I don't actually know all the players, but nobody in the team was saying anything whatsoever.
Hmm. How were the passengers around them? Was there uncomfortableness, uneasiness?
There was a great deal of discomfort. I was sitting next to two elderly people who were going, well, they're putting us at risk. The other thing that really disturbed me, and this is the part that was really disturbing, is I have heard one of them saying, don't forget, tomorrow morning we've got to have our COVID tests. And I'm like, well, this is great, because I knew they'd played Richmond, which is from a hotspot.
Yep.
So it took a couple of days before somebody from the Crows actually got back, because I contacted them too.
Did you?
Yes. One of the executive officers phoned me up and explained that they got back to me once everybody had had clear COVID tests.
Yeah.
And that was really disturbing, because apparently they were meant to wear their masks like everybody else on board, and then they were meant to isolate overnight before having their tests.
Did you raise that with that official?
Yes, I did.
The part about, did you say, look, I was on the plane and your players weren't wearing masks? I'm just wondering and what was the reaction to that?
They felt very sorry, and they did pull everybody in and told them that this wasn't the case. My big thing too is knowing nothing about the Crows, which is pretty bad, I suppose, was they had this giant slogan, we fly as one, and my attitude was, well, you fly as one, we're all getting your bad air as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, which was really discomforting, especially when we knew that, they had been playing a team from Melbourne. And also they're putting everyone at risk. How do they know, you know, what everybody else is happening with them? You just don't know.
So that was a phone call that I took yesterday, Roo. Now, I want to point out as well, I've obviously made some other calls, done some homework. Players had been tested from both sides beforehand. And then she just pointed out, yes, she was told that they've since been tested afterwards as well, and there are no positive tests. Well, Roo, the only thing I'll say is, look, young boys can be silly. I'm not trying to stick up for anyone at the Crows here, because I'm not. I'm calling it exactly as I see it. But what the players need to understand is there have been a lot of allowances made for them to play this weekend. And the Collingwood Football Club, as a result of SA Health allowing it, are flying into play, stick to the rules. And I know a lot of these lads, and I like them a lot, but I saw the photos, and it's stupidity.
Yep.
Stick to the rules. Everyone in this country at the moment is doing everything and bending over backwards to make sure you can play this weekend at the Adelaide Oval. Do the right thing.
Oh, you don't have to tell me about it.
And that's all. And
I'm very disappointed.
I'm not coming from my high horse here, but, you know, we all work, and I'm calling the footy this week. We don't want anything shut down. We want the whole thing to go ahead.
Of course we don't.
So, as I say, it's not a good story. Look, some people will listen and go, it's a, you know, nothing in that. And there probably isn't.
Investigated. It will be investigated. And I would say it is getting investigated. It's not good, and it's not good enough is more to the point. And that needs to be sorted out ASAP.
Yeah. And look, if anything, it'll be a wake-up call that from now on, all players and all clubs will do the right thing. And look, that lady was actually very, very nice about it, Roo. As you could tell, she wasn't ranting and raving. She didn't get nasty or aggressive. She just said, look, this is what happened on the flight. We were all really disappointed.
Disappointing stuff.
Yeah.